Welcome back to the Breakthrough Podcast. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. As you can see, we are back to the Breakthrough Podcast, and just wanted to let people know who we are. So RIDE stands for Returning Citizens Inspired to Develop Entrepreneurial Ventures. It's powered by EDAC at Morgan State University, and EDAC stands for the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center. It's funded by the Minority Business Development Agency. So for those individuals who are interested in learning more about the RIDE program, you can head on over to EDAC, that's edacmorgan.com. And if you want to send me an email, I'm at omar@edacmorgan.com. So for those who are new to RIDE University, and welcome back to those who have been here, just a quick workshop on really how to start, operate, and grow your business. Over the last couple of months, like 5 months, we've been working with these topics here. And now I'm going even further deeper into kind of breaking these topics down and giving you some pointers to assist you with your business. Last time we were here, we talked about automate your business. If you want to learn more about that, go to the website, edacmorgan.com, and you'll have an opportunity to see the resources that we use there. So today we're talking about, again, you know, being a solo entrepreneur can be a challenge. So automation is one way to help you move on to doing some work yourself, doing some work without doing a lot of this administrative work. So now we're moving into you being a solo entrepreneur, or if it's two of you or three of you, using the community to grow. So if no one knows you, then guess what? No one knows what solution you have to offer. So as an entrepreneur, you really have to get out there and meet people to talk about the solution that you have for their particular problem. So we're going to go to a number of websites here. So bear with me. So here is a way to connect with entrepreneurs. You know, just going out and meeting people. It could be finding information on healthcare, hiring and firing people, the latest marketing for a particular industry, something around personal development, advice. You know, here's a way in which you can connect with individuals. So here are some tools that I use, and I'm going to go through some of these tools here. The first one we're going to go to is Alignable. And Alignable is, they call it a referral network. However, when you sign up for it, you'll have an opportunity to see who's in your particular community. So it's community-based. So here we're in Baltimore. So I can connect with people all over Baltimore who are looking for my services, and then I can refer people back to those individuals. It's also an opportunity to create some events and attend some events. I've held some events and posted on here, people attended, and likewise. So here's an opportunity where you can sign up for Alignable and be able to work with individuals that you may not have known. All right, so here are three steps. So build your profile, talk to people about what you do, and refer, recommend, and then just repeat the process as they say here. But it's also an opportunity to meet other people. All right, so that's Alignable. So alignable.com. The next one is Meetup. So meetups are similar to Alignable. It is really people who have particular interests that you may have. You can create your own meetup, or you can come on Meetup to find different events. So I'm just going to put entrepreneurship in here, entrepreneurship, and I'm going to put Baltimore. And let's see what Baltimore, Maryland, and different events, meetups will pop up. Yep. So here are events that may interest you, and you could just click on it. You could sign up for these different events. or you can create your own as well as the states here, start a new group. So that's meetup.com. So we have alignable.com, we have meetup, and Eventbrite. Eventbrite is what it sounds like. It's a way to create your own event, or you can go on here and find some other events. So let me just search, just like I did here, entrepreneurship, or just put, come on, you know how to spell entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship. So here are events that are popping up all over Baltimore as it relates to events that are taking place. All right. So I'm just trying to see if any of my team put our events up. I don't see any of our events, but nonetheless, this is a way in which you can find events as well as people to connect with. Of course, social media groups. So if you're on LinkedIn, Facebook, you know, they have these groups of people with shared interests. So you can participate in those as well. And then the chambers. So if you don't know what a chamber is, it's a group of, again, like-minded individuals that come together and build on each other. So what I mean by that is they network with each other. They offer advice, guidance, referrals. And one of the ones that I want to show you is the United States Black Chamber of Commerce. They're out of DC, but they have a number of chambers underneath of them. So you can go onto their website to learn more about what they do. So again, this is a way to work with, connect with individuals that are like-minded so that you can begin to build your community and you're helping them build their community as well. So don't forget the Breakthrough Podcast. We continue to do these the last Monday of the month. It airs at 4:30. And if you want to send us a Instagram DM, we're at Ride Small Biz. And the website, again, is edacmorgan.com. If you're trying to reach me, just shoot me an email. I'm at omar@edacmorgan.com. So hopefully this was impactful. Go out and create that community and look forward to hearing some great results from you. Until we meet again, continue to improve and progress. Peace.
This is Mixed Reality Production.